Sa Australia, pinaghahandaan na natin ang federal na halalan ngayong 2025. Malapit nang bumoto ang mga Australiano para sa susunod nilang mga leader. Sa unang pagkakataon, gagamitin ang mga AI-generated na teksto, video, larawan at mga audio sa mga kampanyang pampolitika. Makikita natin sa pinakamalalaking demokrasya sa mundo tulad sa India at Amerika kung paano ginamit ang AI sa mga disinformation sa kanilang halalan noong nakaraang taon.
Deepfakes like this are a big part of the elections.
Campaigns could well turn out to be the biggest experiment in the use of artificial intelligence to date.
Election-related deepfakes generated by artificial intelligence spread like wildfire across Indian social media.
Maraming bansa ang nakasaksi kung paano ginamit ang artificial intelligence at deepfake sa halalan sa India.
There was a lot of concern around, you know, can a deepfake derail the election process? Can democracies be derailed because of deepfakes? How should we prepare ourselves? What should we be doing?
Si Pam Poshraina ang namumuno sa Deepfakes Analysis Unit o DAU sa India. Ang kanyang grupo ay nagsusuri ng mga binagong larawan, video at tunog ng totoong tao upang lumikha ng totoo ngunit maling representasyon ng kanilang sinabi o ginawa. Ang mga deepfake na ito ay nililikha gamit ang AI software na kumukuha ng mga larawan at recording upang makabuo ng mga peking nilalaman. Minsan, ginagamit ito sa mabuting paraan, tulad ng pagsasali ng mensahe sa ibang wika. Ngunit maaari rin itong gamitin sa maling paraan. Sa panahon ng eleksyon, nakita ng DAU kung paano ginamit ang mga sikat na Bollywood actors sa mga peking AI-manipulated videos.
Their audio was manipulated in some cases, completely changed from what they had said in an original video to make it seem they were endorsing a particular political party when that was not necessarily the case.
Ayon kay Pam Posh, malawak ang naging epekto ng mga ganitong video sa eleksyon.
AI unfortunately only empowers these bad actors further to blur the lines between what is true and what is fake, which is obviously dangerous, right? Lines between reality and fiction becomes blurred.
Sa Amerika, napatunayan din ito.
Your vote will decide the 2024 election. You will choose between Kamala's socialism or President Trump's freedom.
Isang AI-generated na larawan ni Kamala Harris ang kumalat sa ilang partikular na komunidad habang nasa kalagitnaan ng kampanya.
You can see her as a Soviet officer. And this image was used in social media. It was posted by Elon Musk. And also, it was shared in products that were printed and delivered by mail to people in their homes. So it was a campaign, and then we saw that image in places and in Google ads and Facebook ads. So it was a full disinformation campaign circulating in several outlets and social media everywhere.
Nakapanayam natin si Ana Maria Carano, ang managing editor ng Fatchekado, isang organisasyong nagbeberepika ng impormasyon upang labanan ang mga disinformation sa Latino community sa Amerika. Matapos nilang magsaliksik, natuklasan nilang ang larawan ay ikinalat ng America Political Action Committee na sinuportahan ni Elon Musk.
It was actually targeting in a different way Latinos than it can target other people because in the case of Hispanic community, many people from Latin America have a different relationship with authoritarian regimes. People from Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela. So there is a different experience and a rejection about that kind of association. So that kind of narrative was particularly powerful.
Ang Latino community ay bumuo ng 14.7% ng mga botanteng may karapatang bumoto sa US. Ayon kay Ana Maria, malinaw na ang AI-generated na larawan ni Kamala ay nilikha upang takutin ang Latino community. Katulad ng DAU, layunin ng Fatchekado na labanan ang disinformation, lalo na sa mga nagsasalita ng Espanyol.
Many of them are not comfortable speaking English. So this is why it's so important that we deliver information and the right information in their own language and that is also culturally relevant. That means that we are using the same language that is used in their communities.
Matapos mahalal si Donald Trump, patuloy ang fatsekado sa pagbibigay linaw sa maling impormasyon, lalo na tungkol sa imigrasyon.
There are like social media accounts that are creating avatars or using avatars available that have some standards of beauty that are likely to be appealing to Latinos. And they are disinforming permanently, sending news about immigration and all the news are false. What it was surprising for us, it was users were actually believing that this was a real woman.
Dahil maraming tao ang kumukuha ng balita mula sa social media, mahalagang maging maingat sa kung paano maaaring makarating sa atin ang mga impormasyon.
We always tell our communities to follow like some common sense or like a basic guide. So first, you need to like take a moment, think about it, and try to find more information before sharing this. Because the problem is that people receive something that seems like shocking and then they share it immediately. And what we shouldn't do is to be viral with this information. So just stop a little bit, think about it, and then after that, find some information. Sometimes a Google search about this can help you to realize, oh, this is not true.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Olivia Diorio ng SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa iba't iba pang impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.